Beloved, in his name, he will be here with us. Let us believe that he is here with us. And he says he will grant to us the desires of our hearts. It's in Psalm 37, verse 25. No, verse 5, rather, 4 and 5. And thank God for tonight. Thank God that God is here to do exactly what he has promised he will do. Oh, Father, we want to thank you once again. We've met in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray tonight that, Lord, you confirm your word with signs and wonders. You stretch forth your healing arm and take the sick amongst us. Lord Jesus, in your name we've prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Tonight, my emphasis will be on the word anointing. Amen. Of late, the phenomenon is anointing. We hear of it, and all kinds of jargons are given to the word anointing. But what is it? When we say anointing, what does that imply? Amen. So I would want you to pick your pen and your paper, and then we will study a little bit about it. We will look at the symbols of the Holy Spirit. And then there must be an application. So I told the organizers that today we will anoint ourselves. So if they haven't done so, they should quickly arrange and get the oil over here before it is too late. So where is Kojo? Tell him, I said it last week, that we anoint ourselves and pray. I don't believe in the theory alone, but I believe in the practical side of the thing. We went for a lecture at the Academy of Arts and Science, and the facilitator spoke about the fact that these days the missionary effort by the Protestant churches is giving way to the experiential part of the Word of God. That if the word of God says, by his stripes you are healed, healing must flow. Hallelujah. And if we say healing and anointing, then we must anoint ourselves. Don't tell me, Osofo, here we don't do that. If you don't do it today, I will do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 10. Not all the versions say it the way it is. Take note of that. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Isaiah 10, 27. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day. In the NIV it says fat. When you put some heat under the fat, it turns into what? Oil. Isn't it? So let's continue. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and this is yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Because of what? I didn't hear you. Because of what? Anointing oil. So it is in the Bible. It is where? In the Bible. Isn't it? Now let's go to Exodus 37. Exodus is in the Old Testament. I've seen somebody heading towards the New Testament. You are lost. Hallelujah. Exodus 37:29. He also made the holy anointing oil. Okay, good. I'm told everyone, it's a practice here. So let's carry on with it. Amen. But the oil over here is not enough. They should bring some. Amen. And I need some bowls too. Praise the Lord. Some Exodus 37:29. He also made the holy anointing oil. Amen. The holy anointing what? Good. So, my premises is coming from here. The anointing goes with oil. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit has several symbols, several of them, plenty, and we'll look at some. Amen. Let's go to Hosea chapter 14, verse 6. Can we all go to Hosea chapter 14, verse 6? Hosea. In our villages, they call Hosea. Hosea chapter 14, verse 6. If you found it, can you read it? Hosea chapter 14. Projected. Okay. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree. Now, can we go to verse 5 rather and see if it is there? I'll be as the dew unto Israel. Amen. I'll be as what? One of the symbols of the Holy Spirit is the dew. Take note of that. Number 2. Can we go to Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17? We are talking about the symbols of the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 3, 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Descending like what? That is it. So one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit is the dove. You know what? The dove is a bird that emphasizes on purity. The emphasis is on purity. So when the dove as a bird lays its eggs and it flies away and comes back, and anybody at all has touched any of the eggs, it will remove that bad egg, that egg that has been touched. So the Holy Spirit comes into your life like a dove to remove all the impurities. Amen. Then let's go to Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4 and verse 13. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 and verse 13. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Fine. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. So one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit is the wind. And Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit in John chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, that the Holy Spirit can compare to the wind. When the wind will blow you, you can't tell the air that is carrying the leaves away that put me here or put me there. When he comes into your life, he does what he likes with your life. Amen. So he is referred to as a wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Can we go down? And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. So the Holy Spirit can be referred to as fire. Amen. Leviticus chapter 6, 12 and 13 says that do not quench the fire of that is on the altar. Your heart is the altar of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes in like a fire. Amen. Now the NIV says something about the fire in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Let's go to verse 17 and see what is there. I like the translation of the NIV. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. No, pray with us. Can we go down? not 18, but 19. Let's go to 19. Quench, no. I like the NIV. What does the NIV say? What is there? Do not put out the Spirit's what? Fire. So the Holy Spirit is seen as what? Fire. He comes in to burn out anything of the enemy in your life. He comes to you. You can tell yourself, I used to be like this, but today I'm not like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. He doesn't just come for us to be slain in the spirit alone. You are alone there in the end. He comes in with his fire. And you remember Peter, when before the coming of the Holy Spirit, he stood behind the walls of Caiaphas and swore 3 times that he never knew what? Jesus. But when the Holy Spirit came into the life of Jesus, of Peter, he spoke and 3,000 men and women were won for the kingdom of God. The fire of the Holy Spirit had come into his life. It comes to inspire. It comes to do what? Inspire. They will tell you you're on fire, isn't it? Where is the fire coming from? It is coming from the Holy Spirit. He stood within the Sanhedrin and told them, whom should they fear, whether God or they? And they counted it joy when they were scourged. And they went and preached. And the Holy Spirit came again. Hallelujah. That's it. When the fire comes, you will stop all those things. Nobody will tell you to stop. You will stop yourself. Amen. You won't desire those things anymore. Nobody will tell you to stop it. You, for example, you say something that is wrong. Nobody will come and tell you what you said was wrong. You feel it within. As for this one, I think I've misfired. Nobody will tell you, go and apologize. You go and do what? Apologize yourself. That is it. I mean, no. You women have a way of going about it. And I love that. Sometimes they do it best when it is at dawn. They will try to disturb you there. It's an unspoken convention. Praise the Lord. And before you could say, Jack, you say, oh, I've forgiven you. Let's forget about it. Amen. So women, use that thing God has given you judiciously. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, fire. Can we go down there? Fire. We've seen the wind. We've seen the what? The fire. What else? Let's go to Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4. They spoke in tongues, isn't it? Didn't they speak in tongues? You can decide not to speak in tongues, but it's a gift. In Acts chapter 2, 37 to 39, at the end of the 39, it says it's a gift. If you ask for that gift, it will be given to you. Amen. It's like you're going to Kumasi, and you decide to use the old model of the VW. And the gift of tongues is like using a Mercedes-Benz ML500. Hallelujah. Or a Toyota Land Cruiser 8, V8. You're going to Kumasi with your old VW. You go, all right. You reach Kumasi, praise the Lord. But the one using the ML Mercedes-Benz 500 will reach Kumasi very early and rest. Amen. And sometimes the devil will be stopping you. Daniel prayed for 21 days and there was a problem. For 21 days, the enemy was battling him. But this one, if you go to Acts and now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul explains everything over there. I don't want to go there. But it's a gift. Amen. Oh. It says that the fire of the Holy Spirit sprang came and rest on each of them. Okay. Can we go down a little bit? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. As the Spirit did what? Hey, nobody should teach you how to speak in tongues. It's a heavenly language given to you personally for devotion. Hallelujah. For what? I'm not going to say that. Go for it. If you want it, you'll get. If you don't want it, hallelujah. Some of us, The Bible says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse. It says, desire spiritual gifts. I don't want to go to heaven to know that, oh, this was true. And I have denied my... No, I'll go for it. Amen. And I'm a Methodist minister. I won't shy away from that. We brought revival. Hallelujah. It was the Methodists who brought revival. All the revivals you have seen around came from John Wesley. They sang this song, revive thy work, O Lord, O me to wear. Descend with shores, Lord, descend. O come and bless us now. O rail thy work, O Lord. While here to thee we bow, descend, O gracious Lord, descend. O come and bless. Revive thy work, O Lord. While here to thee we bow. Sing it. Descend, O gracious Lord, descend. There's another one I like very much. 386. O thou who came from above, the pure, see the fire, shall fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart. I think the third stanza has something in there. Can we go to the third stanza? Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think for thee. Still let me guide the whole life. Come on, let's sing it. And still stir up thy gifts in me. If you don't stir up the fire, it will quench. Amen. A fire has been lit in you by the Holy Spirit, but you must keep it aflame. Amen. Hallelujah. So these songs are in our hymns. Let's appreciate them. Sometimes one of those songs that comes out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years off. But ours, the hymns over here, have been there for centuries, isn't it? They are so meaningful. The theology is just good. Excellent. Amen. Let's carry on. You see, they behaved as if they were filled with new wine, isn't it? In Acts chapter 2. Right. And then the verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 13. Can we go there? Can we go to Acts chapter 2, verse 13? What is there? And some have made fun of them and said, they've had too much wine. Amen. Now, let me explain it. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, if it is there. Isaiah 61. Verse 3. The oil of gladness, isn't it? But some of the translations say the oil of joy. Amen. The oil of what? John. Who has that? Yes, can we hear you? A bit louder. Where's the... hurry up. Today I'll make you the assistant speaker. I release some part of my anointing in you. So don't go too far. Allow that anointing remain on you. What is there?
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. And provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy.
The oil of joy. Morning. So they had the oil of what? Joy. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse, chapter 10 verse 8, one of them says that the joy of the Lord is what? It's our strength. Amen. In Psalm 16 verse 11, it says, in your presence, there's a fullness of what? Joy. So joy is joy. Over there, wasn't that they were drunk, but the word wine over there is symbolic. Joy comes when, even when there are troubles, there are problems, and you are praying, suddenly there's a burst of joy. In spite of the problem, know that heaven has heard what you've been saying. Amen. So they were filled with the oil of what? Joy. And it is for us. It is for who? So when you are praying and suddenly there's a burst of joy, don't stop it. Let it flow. Let the oil of joy what? Flow. Let the oil of peace do what? Flow. Amen. Then let's go to John chapter 7, 37 to 39. Another symbol of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, 37 to 39. What is there? If you found it, you can read it if you have the microphone still with you. I told you, don't go too far. It says, in the last day, madam, you read. They will read it, but you read it for us.
On the last day, on the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
But Jesus has been glorified, isn't it? So that the moment you accept Jesus and invite the Holy Spirit to come in, he will come in like a stream of living what? Waters. And one of the Psalms say it a little bit clearer for us. In Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, it says that blessed is the person who meditates on the word of God day in and what? Day out. And then the verse 3, let's go to the verse 3, and verse 3. It says that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of what? Waters. Listen to the rivers of what? Waters. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doth, he shall what? So that when the streams of living water, when this is flowing through you, I bet you, wherever they plant you, you'll prosper. Whatever they can put you in a corner and zip it, you prosper. Praise the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit will be like a river flowing what? Through you. Amen. And God will use you as a vessel where these rivers of waters, healing, prosperity, the word of God. So you have to allow yourself to be used as a vessel by the Holy Spirit, churning out of you rivers of what? Blessings. Hallelujah. You are a blessing. And you must be a blessing. God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual what? Blessings in the heavenly places. And you are a vessel. Don't deny yourself this ministry. Don't look down upon yourself. Don't say that, as for me. Don't say that. Just allow yourself. You see, somebody explained it this way. You know the River Jordan comes into the Sea of Galilee, isn't it? With fresh water. And Galilee allows it to come into it with fresh water. and fresh fish, fresh this, all kinds of fresh things. And the Sea of Galilee is used in cultivating all kinds of crops around. And as long as it allows Jordan to flow through it, fresh water, fresh fish, fresh things. But the Dead Sea, the Jordan enters the Dead Sea, and that is the end of it. It won't allow the Jordan to go anywhere. So it ends up becoming salty. No birds can even fly over it. And when you drown, you never go in there. You come up. It is dead. Are you like the Sea of Galilee, or you are the Dead Sea? Allow these streams of living water to do what? Flow through you. As you lay your hands on the sick, streams of healing will flow out through you. Do not allow doubt to make you dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Then let's go again further. I'm heading towards something. 2 Corinthians chapter 1:21. The NIV, the New King James, the King James say the way I want it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1:21-22. Let's go. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He, I didn't hear you. He, somebody says, so you, I'm talking to you. You have the anointing of God in you. Hallelujah. You remember last week I said in Galatians 2:20, it's no longer we who live, but Christ who does what? And Christ, the word Christos over there means the anointed one. The Hebrew says Messiah. The word Messiah too means what? The anointed one. So you have the anointed one living literally in you. And if you allow him to flow through you, if you can't do it, you do it your wife and your husband and your children and see what will happen. Amen. Do the practicals at home before you go outside there. And very soon you realize that, oh, it's like this story I told you the other time. A woman from, please, if you are from Senya Breku, please pardon me. I want to use Senya Breku because the woman is coming from Senya Breku. The son went to St. Augustine's, all right. The boy was brilliant. So immediately after Form 5 and 6 Form, the white fathers took him to Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He studied very hard because the mother was poor. He was selling charcoal and ice water. So he felt he must make use of that opportunity. So he studied very hard, did his PhD. Look at me talking about the Holy Spirit and some people trying to sleep. Hey, you're in trouble. Hallelujah. Let's continue. The boy started, they took him on as a lecturer. And the boy started coming, sending monies down home to the mother. The first check came, he pasted it on the wall. They were coming. And said, the mother didn't know, he had stuck illiterate. So anytime those checks came, he would put it in his trunk and say he's waiting for his son to come. That if he thinks she must be eating papers, he will see. He was rather dependent on monies given by to the invalids by the minister at the end of every month. He would churn it around till the next batch comes. So one day, the minister went there, Methodist minister went there, and gave him the wine and the bread. And that day, he refused to give her money because the money was not enough. Then the woman said, "Osofo, if you don't give me money, I'll grow hungry this week, this month though." So, but you said your son is a lecturer at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He said, yes. He said it in fancy. Nenyim ya harama. Papers in all the brim. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, those of you out of curiosity where they look at the paper, $23,000 hanging there. Say, hey, madam, you have $23,000 in this room hanging over there, and you are depending on my 5 cedis. So, Sofo, Mabana, No, my medicine, my commanding. My papers are not there. Come and see. I've placed all the papers he's been bringing in that old trunk of his. When he comes, I'll show it to him. So, if we open it, several checks. $200,000, $150,000. One was even, he had instructed that the money should be used in buying a home at East Logan those days. Buy a Land Cruiser for her, hire housemates or whatever, garden boys and the rest. But the woman didn't know anything. So she too had kept the money inside there. Some of us are like that. Even though the Bible is saying we have been anointed, we are still refusing to believe that the anointing of God is where? In us, as streams of living water, ready to flow. We are behaving like the sea of the Dead Sea. Let us behave like Galilee. Hallelujah. Allow yourself. What did I say? What did I say? The anointing of God is in you. Amen. Can we also go to the verse 22? Then we'll shift to 1 John 2, 20, 27, and then I turn over. And he has set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. A deposit. When God was giving us a guarantee, he gave us his spirit as what? Deposit. Earnest. It's like you're going for a bank loan. Can you give us a collateral? Say, do you have a house? They'll come and measure the house. Put some price on it. Make sure that that house is worth maybe 3 or 4 times than the loan you've gone for, isn't it? And then when you can't pay the loan, they'll go and sell your house and get their money. Amen. Listen, the Holy Spirit has been given to you as what? A deposit, a guarantee. Don't walk around. The Bible says, greater is he. That is where? In you. He's serving as a deposit. You take this. Some better things are on the way. What? Coming. And I ask myself, what more can God give to me than his spirit? God, we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God what? So God has given himself to me as a deposit, an assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is what? Oh, what a foretaste of glory. You are heir of what? Salvation. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my song. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. You have God giving his spirit to you as what? A deposit. Amen. Good. 1 John 2, 20, 27. Let's see. Okay. 1 John 2, 20, 27. I hope you are in my argument. We are treating the symbols of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that girl is smart. He knows that I don't get stuck to the lantern like that. Amen. 1 John 2, 20, 27. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. You have. What did he say? Did he say you are about to? He said you had. You have. So who has? Who has? You. Don't try to conjure it. The Bible says you have. Once you have, he is right in you. Don't go for any counterfeit thing. Don't go for what? Uh-huh. Don't go for any counterfeit thing. After all, Jesus didn't give us his spirit as a counterfeit of himself. God is a spirit, isn't it? And the spirit of God is resident in you. Amen. Let me use this illustration. Assuming that President Mahama were to live in your home for 6 months, what will happen to you? Oh, tell me, what will happen? Secure. You are talking about security. Forget about security. For security is one of the things that you get for free. Amen.
what will you get? The whole world will come, the whole Ghana is right in your house, isn't it? Assuming that Obama decides to stay in your house for a whole year, what will happen to you? Hey, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Obama comes to reside in your home. What will happen to your house? They will paint it afresh. All the old bedsheets will go. All the hardened stuff of your old mattress, they will bring proper, the mattress, the hard one, what's the name? Osteopedic. Papa one, water one, warm one, warm blankets, those things, beautiful fish and good meat. Amen. They will bring the best from the House of Protocol, United States, and cook some good meals. Won't you eat some? And then when he asks you, what do you want? You'll even be overwhelmed with the things you will have to request from him. But let me tell you something. Somebody bigger than Obama is resident in you. Are you listening to me? Somebody bigger than what? Obama is resident right in you. But we are living in ignorance. We go around begging some these spurious quack ministers to maltreat us, quote and unquote. You shall not be here. Who told you that the Holy Spirit is different from the Holy Spirit in the Bible? Amen. I keep referring to the miracles I've seen in this church, not somewhere else. My faith tells me that Jesus, who wrote these things, is living right where? In me. So that is it. You have the anointing. Now let's move another step forward. Last week, we learned that the Word of God was written by men moved by the Holy Spirit, isn't it? And I refer to this from 2 Peter chapter 1, 21. Amen. And then I refer to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. So let's refer to these before. 2 Peter chapter 1, 21. What is there? I want us to see it freely. And then 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You know what? I'll put the anointing of a teacher on me. I'll ask God, use me to teach this evening. Then we'll pray. We'll pray, Papa. Hallelujah. We'll pray. If there's any disease that is trespassing, but the anointing, that yoke must be what? Broken. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, 21. Yes, sir. Can you have my microphone? I'll come to you, don't worry.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
They were carried along. One translation is they were moved. What they uttered as the word of God did not come from their own imaginations. They didn't fabricate them. As they were moved by the Holy Spirit, as they were carried along, they wrote. Amen. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. What is there? Have you found it? Yes, sir. Can I hear you?
2 Timothy 3:16. Excuse me. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching.
Okay. All scripture. It didn't say some. It didn't say some. It says what? All scripture. And his, what did you say over there? It's God-breathed. The word breath, roar, refers to the Holy Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit inspired what we have as scripture. Are you following me? Following me carefully. We are heading towards something. Then the NIV, the 2011 translation of Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Can I hear you? Do you have the microphone with you? Yes. Can we go there? No, this one is old translation. Can we go to
Luke chapter 1, verse 37.
For
no word from God will ever fail.
No word from God will ever what? No word. No word from God will ever what? The Amplified Bible also says, no word from God shall be without power. So word of God, the word of God is full of what? Power. Anointed. The anointing comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that if you are handling the word of God, you are talking about what God says. What God what? So the prophets will say, thus saith the Lord. Isn't it? Yes. So you are handling what God has written for us, God himself. He used human vessels, all right. I'm saying he used human vessels because Mark chapter 13 verse 11 also says something similar. Let's go to Mark chapter 13 verse 11. Mark chapter 13 verse 11. I'm speaking about the anointing that is in the word of God. The Holy Spirit is the anointed one. And he anointed men to speak or to share his word. Mark chapter 13 verse 11. What is there?
He said, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
It is not who speaking. It is not who speaking. That is it. That is it. The person will ask you, but how did you know? The knower is in me. So he knows everything. And we say the things that I don't know through me as a vessel. Are you following me? That is it. I like one translation. He says, do not premeditate about what you're going to say. Because you are a vessel. I parked my car over there. Until I decide to go and sit in the car, it will sit there. The Holy Spirit is using me like the wind. Whatever he chooses to do with me, fine. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is in me. And secondly, he's saying that the word of God is anointed. He moved the heart and mind of men to write what we have as the word of God. Are you following me? Then in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was what? And the word. God himself. So when you are saying what God says, you are saying that God says, and God is saying what he's saying. I mean, oh, you don't have to doubt. God is saying it. Last Sunday, I was saying it over here, that a judge was sitting over there, and an advocate of the court was sitting in front of me, and a Supreme Court judge, a retired one too, was sitting over there. Amen. And when you go to court, you don't just say things. You don't just hit your head and say things. You must quote the Constitution. You must refer to... that is it, isn't it? You don't just say things. Don't mind you. Don't take you serious. And I'm saying that in prayer, we have the Holy Spirit as our advocate in us. Amen. And we have Jesus as our advocate where? In heaven. Praise the Lord. And he says in John chapter 15... verse 7, that if we abide in him, the abiding is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. So by this we shall know that we abide in him because of his spirit he has given us. Amen. Now, if the Holy Spirit is in me and his words are in me, anything we ask the Father, he will do it. Amen. Amen. So that, you see, you must go to God according to his word. And his word was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when you apply the word of God, it must work. It must what? It must work. He says in Matthew chapter 4, man shall not live by what? By what? By every. He didn't say some. He says by every word that comes through the lips of the Father. Amen. So, are you getting me now? So that if in Isaiah chapter 27, he says, our yokes will be broken, our burdens will be what? Lifted. Because of the anointing that is where? Because of the anointing. And where is the anointing? The anointing is in you, isn't it? That is number one. If you go to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, we are told that one Samuel, the prophet Samuel, went to the house of Jesse, and he wanted to anoint somebody else. Initially, he was looking at the tall sons of Jesse. God said no. God said no several times. So out of nothing, perchance, don't you have any child anywhere? So the one I have is a shepherd boy, rugged. It's over there. Amen. They brought the boy over there. The moment he came, God said, hey, this is him. So you can be a nobody. But because of the anointing, you can be what? Somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody might say, oh, you come on. You become barren. Let me tell you something. By the anointing, you become fruitful. Hallelujah. Somebody asked for this disease, it won't go. But it says, we shall anoint the sick with oil. Didn't he say that? And the prayer offered in faith will heal what? The sick. And I believe in that. That is the word of God. The word is anointed. The word is powerful. No word from God will ever what? Fail. You might think, example, you are a minister, you are putting all this in. No. It says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the word of God richly dwell in you in all wisdom. And the other time, some time ago, I say, richly like a fancy woman making cake. Amen. A lot of eggs and margarine, confectionery flour, isn't it? You beat the oil and the everything. These days they add the colors, banana, chocolate, and all those things. Amen. Or the meat pie that is made by my daughter. Confectionery flour, a little bit of yams, star kiss, tomatoes, onions. Amen. Put it in the microwave and the pie will go round like that. Amen. I'll go for a very good malt. Less sugar. Make sure it is really cold. One good Sunday afternoon. You are saying, hey. The word of God says, let the word of God richly what? Dwell in you. When you're waking up, hey, what is this? You don't sit down and shake your head. Where is it? Hey, let me go for my Bible. No. You see, I'm saying this because the sword of the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 6, 17 says the sword of the Holy Spirit is what? The word of God. And remember, Paul says that we do not wrestle against flesh and what? Blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and rulers of darkness of what? Of this world. It's in Ephesians 6, 12. It says be strong in the Lord. You don't just go to the enemy with, Lord, I'm here. But the anointing yoke should be broken, fine. But you must prepare yourself. You must what? I'm saying that it cuts across. It cuts across, not only in healing, but in every aspect of your life as a Christian. Be filled with the word of God, which is the anointed one. Jesus himself, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the enemy in Acts 10, 38. So that if you are well prepared, filled with the word of God, and you add prayer, you add what? You add what? You add what? Abba, something must happen. Something must give. The enemy must flee. Amen. You have weapons that are not carnal, but mighty through God. Don't sit down and tell yourself, it's the outrage. Stop this outrage thing. Amen. I'm a Methodist. Stop this I'm a Methodist thing and go for the word. And listen to what the word of God is what is saying and apply it. Don't call yourself charismatic because the church itself is charismatic. The church is what? That is it. The church came into being because of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So whether Anglican or Methodist or Ancient faith or praise or whatever. The bottom line is that Jesus is the author and finisher of what? Looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of what? We have one Jesus and one Lord, isn't it? The same Holy Spirit, he hasn't changed. So you must change your thinking and your attitude and apply the word of God to yourself. And it will work. What did I say? Abba, it will work. Because I don't see a black man marrying a white lady and they produce some other being that is not from earth. Hello? You ask the white ladies over there. Their fathers come from somewhere. But they are white, isn't it? A crew come fancy chema. I am a dawa ama. No fancy wound and fancy bro. Me see. Me bro, you know, come fancy them. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is no respecter of what? Persons. They were marveled when he visited Cornelius. And Peter said, what God gave us? He also said what? They are all human beings like us. So what God gave them, he's ready to do the same thing to you. I mean, change your mind and change your perception and accept what the Bible is telling you tonight. Praise the Lord. When the oil went into David, he became a different person. David became a different person. And Jesus himself, he refers himself as a son of what? You look at what David did. Some of the things David did. Amen. And yet, in spite of all his shortcomings, I'm telling you, in spite of all your faults and your shortcomings and everything, he loves you. Amen. He does what? Look at Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and yet, on the day of Pentecost, he spoke. Isn't it? So don't belittle yourself. Some of you are here because Rich is R-I-C-H church. So you are in the Rich church. So some people are very proud. I mean, the Rich are fine. Rich, praise the Lord. After all, Jesus worked with Zacchaeus. You know Zacchaeus? He was so wealthy that he told himself, if I've cheated anybody, I give back to the person what? 4 times. Which 3 times? It's not 3 times. Go and read it very well. He said what? 4 times. And he divides half of his wealth give to the poor. Isn't it? And Jesus went to the house and ate. You know Joseph of Arimathea? The man was simply wealthy. So Jesus had wealthy friends. I'm not saying that when you become wealthy, you become a sinner. No, it's good to be. Well, after all, he wishes above all things that we should prosper and what? We should prosper. Let's remain there. We should prosper. It's the blessings of the Lord that makes a man what? It's in Proverbs 10:22. He has no sorrow. So it is the will of God for us to be well off. Amen. And don't say poverty is good. When you become poor, it's a sign of you being a good Christian. It is absolute. That theology is absolutely wrong. It's absolutely what? You are telling me so forth, then why is it I'm poor? Don't say you are poor. Let the rich say I'm poor. Fine. But I believe in what Ephesians 1:3 says. I've been blessed with every word. I'll keep saying those things. Even if I haven't been to America before, but if I go to America or Britain, I remain in Ghana, if God says he'll bless me, he'll what? He'll bless me. And I'm not worried. If I never knew the scripture, it would have hurt me. But now I know what I have. It's the greatest of all the treasures God has what? Given me. And take advantage of it tonight. It says that we shall anoint the sick with what? Oil. Amen. And the prayer offered in faith shall heal the what? The sick. Amen. Some of us are not physically sick, but there's something wrong. There's something what? Wrong. There's something wrong. I simply can't put my hand on it. It says that when the oil touches you, that burden will be lifted. That yoke will be what? Broken. Hallelujah. So don't just come and say, they say oil. No, what do you want the oil to do for you? tonight, ask yourself. You see, when David was anointed, the Spirit of God entered him and used him. Amen. So maybe you've been yearning to do the word of God the way you want, but I'm finding it difficult. Let me tell you something. I was asked in 1981 to pray. I just prayed for 5 seconds. And I teased myself, Sofoba, you can't pray. Amen. But when I gave my life to Jesus on the 21st of August 1982, I've been telling you, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in my wife's room. At that time, she was my girlfriend. Oh, but what's wrong with her? Because we are married. I told her point blank that until I married her, I'm not going to touch that holy thing down there. So once she tricked me, made me sleep in her room, I wore my jeans and my kambu. I slept from. And she rode from one end to another end. And then later on, she told, I never been in the Marco Wernie. Praise the Lord. Because of the oil that had come into my life. Amen. Oh, God started using me. God, she was barren. God started healing her. And I've seen 169 women who were barren. Barren. Completely what? Barren. And some, I'll just look at you. You're going to have a son. You're going to have a daughter. You're going to have twins. And they will come to pass. Allow yourself to be used by the oil that has been placed in you as a deposit. Amen. And as you allow yourself to be used, it will be replenished. It can only be replenished through prayer. It can only be replenished through what? Through what? So find time to seek the face of the Lord. Get into prayer. Peter says something in Acts chapter 6 verse 4. As for us, we give ourselves to the word, study of the word of God and what? Prayer. 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 When you are doing your praises, I was sitting over there. I was just rattling spirit of the living God. Psalm 92 verse 10 says, anoint me with fresh oil. This evening, anoint me, us with what? Fresh oil. The yokes be broken. Let the sick be healed. When the oil is applied, any yoke, any trespassing in your life, any what? Any what? Some of us have allowed the devil to steal on our properties for too long. We've entertained him. And then he says, so for me, Yaraba, and you want more Yaraba. Hello. Tonight, tell that disease, that sickness, that ailment, when the oil is applied, every yoke must be what? It must be broken. I don't know how God is going to break the yoke, but he will, according to his word. Amen. By prayer, let me wrestle, and he will what? You pray, and leave the matter in his hands, and the rest will be history. Amen. One of these days, you come over here and testify what the Lord has done. Tonight, we are going to apply the oil. So I would want the boys to come. What I'll ask you to do is this, you see. Don't just take the oil and smear it on your forehead and that should be it now. Even as you go home, continue to what? Pray. Tell the Lord, this oil must bring in the young man who has eluded me for all this while. Lord, I'm hitting 27, 28, 29. I need this young man to come my way. Let this oil bring him in. Hallelujah. One of these days, that man will come. But who told you you wouldn't marry? Well, I'm just using that as an example. I mean, no. You see, the Lord says he'll grant us the desires of what? Our hearts. So don't worry. Even if you are 80-something, you can marry. Amen. After all, you see, Jesus, God didn't say marriage. When he says, he'll bring in a companion, what? Faith. All my children are now living. I'm already gone. The boy too, so the trick is that we're trying to put up a home. I've told them they should make several rooms. Then I've told the boys, you come into this house with your wives. Praise the Lord. They should come and stay there. And I wonder, mother, you dare not worry these girls who are coming. Amen. Give them all the peace that they will require so that we will enjoy them. Amen. When I've gone on retirement, I'm sitting over there, they'll come and do me da-da-da-da. I will see my grandsons. Amen. And my grandwife. I already have two. I've told the younger girl, you have two girls and a boy. I've told the elder sister, you have three boys and a girl. Amen. I've told the boys, they all have girl, boy. But the last one says, you need five. I say, praise the Lord, you'll get your five. Because the oil is in me. Amen. Oh. The oil is where? In me. And you grant us of what? My heart. So I won't say anything wrong. I will say what the Bible word says. Don't open your mouth, because that power in you will bring anything that you open your mouth to what? Say. Because we've just read it in Mark 13:11. That when you're even speaking, do not premeditate about what you want to say. You just say what you want to say, and the Holy Spirit will confirm it. Amen. Oh. Praise the Lord. So what? Don't you have any flat lentil over here? You want me to hold it? Fine, I'll hold it. Don't worry. If I hold it, the oil too will affect me. Don't worry. Don't worry. You must take some. Praise the Lord. Can you stretch your hand? Bless this oil. Pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will flow through it. We bought it from the shop. But God shall anoint this oil, that the unemployed will receive the blessing of a good job. The daughters who are not married will encounter some good men. And those who would want to marry will meet some right men. That the barren will be fruitful. The businesses that are collapsing will be resuscitated. The problems at home will just get out in the name of Jesus. He's here with us. God is with us. He's here with us. Spirit divine, attend our prayer. I make this thy own. Descend with all thy grace. Just powers, oh come, grace be, descend with all thy grace power, oh come, grace be, Spirit divine, attend. I make this house thy own. Descend with all thy gracious power. Oh, come, grace fill. Yeah, rich and woe. Oh, yeah, me. Soon to me, a flower was in a whole brand. My young father, where you are. Soon to my free, a journey. Susume
Yentembro Eya Brante
Susuma Efri
Eja
Ne Oba Nyame Susume
Yentembro Eya Brante.
Awo maje hinkwa maho wahote benyi tatu Onyema yaresa minyamie Abraham etiasi yi mereme husha wonsa
oso
so mi mo minyamie
Abraham
etiasi yi mereme husha wonsa Murama, ah, asenye mika chire,
kada
nyamie,
anunti
na hamaba,
aomajinkwe kabiri chire miu.
Amen. Can we lift our hands? The two hands. Say this after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
As I dip my hands in the oil, let the power within break every yoke.
Lift up every burden.
By the anointing. Bring healing according to your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Now by faith, you heard what I said. What did I say? By faith. We walk by faith and not by what? Sight. So you just, David says something in Psalm 23, you anoint my head with what? So you anoint your head first, the wherever the problem is, just put a little bit of the oil. It's not the quantity of the oil, but the power within, the power that is resident, the faith behind what we are doing now. So, young ladies, I pray that the Holy Spirit will so much anoint you that as you sing, we all will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. So you come, let me anoint you first. Come. Anoint you with this oil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You go. Anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You come. The way you squeeze your face, you ask him. May the Lord so much anoint you in the name of Jesus. So please come, two by two. Come. Come from the rose, come.
Many dato ne maya resa minyame abrametiasi medeme ho shewosa
about two or three fingers
so me
two or three
minyame abrametiasi medeme ho shewosa mira baba
come by faith. By faith.
I say, Bia mi kachira wo, mi kacha wo meje, anonti na maba, oh, ao majinkwe, kabibri chire mi o, mira maba, riasini na, Rashe wosa mi hwenina mi tu mi she wosa mi nyimde obra mi riboy senya mi nimwa ori nye ye mi nyimde obra mi riboy Senya mi ni mwa ori nye ye. Ase mbya mi kachire wo. Eno ti na maba. Ao majinkwe Kabri bichiremu mira maba. Kabri bichiremu sana mako. Kabri bichiremu sana mako mira tina maba. Ni pede mi uno en yonyam, ni pede mi uno en yonyam, mi ram, wakwa riti. Sobra sochi riboti awa, o anunyina rikaseti awo, seni penina sorry ti awa. Dan weni chire Jesus, sobra sochi riboti awa, o anunyina rikaseti awo, seni penina sorry ti awa. Dan weni chire Jesus, onono kasa asochi yedi, onona oka ubintu mikebi yedesuni asasi tumingina mano ono nobeka mawakuma toyen onono kasa asochi yedi onona oka ubintu mikebi yedesuni asasi tumingina mano ono nobeka mawakuma toyen sobra sochi riboti awa o anunyina rikaseti awo seni penina sorry ti awa dan weni chire Jesus o anona kasa asochi yedin ono naoka obintu mikebi yedisuni asasi tuminina mano ono nobeka mawakuma toyem onipa bago naoka ebemo onipa bako naosha ejina ono kutona kawasem chirenwa obeye mawakuma toyem onipa bako naoka ka ebemo o ni papa ko na osha ejina onu kuto na kawasem chirenwa obeye mawakuma o onu no kasa asochi yedin onu na oka obin to me kebi yedisuni asasi to me nina mano ono nobeka mawakuma toyem ono no kasa asochi yedi ono noka obintu mkebi yedisuni asasi to me nina mano ono nobeka mawakuma toyem.
Amen. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to pray. Amen. But you can also smear the site that you think is diseased. Okay? Well, as long as you had your hands in the oil.
put your hands where you think some disease is affecting the body. It might not necessarily be you. It could be your daughter. You can mention her name. If your daughter is barren, we'll pray for the barren amongst us. We pray for those sisters and brothers who are yet to marry and are finding it difficult to marry. We're praying that difficulties within and challenges within marriages, the Lord will raise them away, will throw them out in the name of Jesus. If anybody has sat anywhere to fashion any weapon against you, Isaiah 59 verse 19, the King James says, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up standards against our enemies. Isaiah 49:24-26 says that the Lord will contend with those who will contend with us and cause them to taste their own deeds like sweet wine. Tonight we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Tonight we are what? Forgot about. We are not going to pray like Sarah, Hannah, who kept mumbling over the old. This one, you have to say something. You have to do what? Now, after you've done everything, if you have a handkerchief with you, okay, I'll let you to clean your hands with your handkerchief. Don't you wash that handkerchief. Because in Acts chapter 19, Paul, some people put their aprons and handkerchiefs for Paul to anoint them. And when they laid it on the sick, they got healed. It's in the Bible. It's not in my Bible alone. It's everybody's Bible. So by faith, after you've cleansed your hands and everything, rinse your hands, clean your hands with your handkerchief. But this particular handkerchief, don't just throw it away. Don't give it to be washed with the Omo and, what's the name? Sunlight and the Nigerian one, the green one. Ariel. Hallelujah. You keep it. Next Wednesday, we also learn about how the shadow of Peter, when it fell on the sick, something happened. They anointed their handkerchiefs and something happened. Amen. And tonight, I want you to exercise what you've learned. Don't just go and sleep. Amen. Today, the bottom line, the premises, is that everybody now has the anointing. Amen. So from here, carry on. Let's see what the Lord will do. I believe that prophets and evangelists and all those who've been timid, I pray that the timidity will get out. God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but of power. But of what? And he says in Acts 1 verse 8, you shall receive what? Power. In Luke chapter verse 49, the NIV says you'll be clothed with power. Just as Elisha was clothed with the cloak of Elijah. Amen. You have it. You are wearing it now. I see you wearing it. I don't care about the type of cloth you are wearing it. But God has clothed you with the Holy Spirit's power. Amen. Don't go and sleep. Praise the Lord. A lady came to me. You remember? She was standing over here. I began saying things. The boyfriend will come. He just didn't come at once. We kept praying. She even saw the scene. We kept praying. Now, whether the boyfriend likes it or not, he has come. Amen. You see, the anointing will break every what? Yoke. Ancestral ones and generational what? Ones. Can you bow down your heads? And I want you to thank God. The Spirit of God has taken residence in you. Jesus said he will be with us and he will be in us. He's here, right here in this place. He says we shall worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to hear you pray. Thank God that he has given us the anointing that is in us. A family, a couple, going to have children as I speak to you. They're going to be very fruitful. They've been struggling to have, and tonight God is blessing them. I want you to pray. Thank God we've stirred up the gift that he placed in us. Paul says, stir up the gift in you through the laying on of hands. I want you to pray that, Father, stir up the gift in me. Stir up.
the anointing that is in me. Stir it up. Revive me. Let your fire flow through me. Let me become a vessel in whom streams of living water will be flowing. Pray that the joy of the Lord will be your lot. The kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can. This meant for us, not for some people. It's meant for you. He's able to do that exceedingly, abundantly, immeasurably, infinitely, beyond what we can dare or ask or imagine or dream. So begin to dream, begin to imagine the things the Holy Spirit is going to do through you as a vessel. Like streams of living water. Can I hear you pray? I'm not hearing you. I want you to pray. I want you to really pray. We've done everything that the Lord says we should do. So I want you to be praying. I want you to be praying. I really want you to be praying. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. Your ordinary language. The gift of tongues. Apply all. Paul says in Ephesians 6, 18, praying in the Spirit with all prayer, all kinds of prayer. Can I hear you pray? Can I hear you? He even says his house shall be called the house of prayer. I want to hear you pray because God himself has made in you a deposit of himself. Not part, not some part, but all. God is resident in you. And I want you to thank God that he has deemed it fit to use you as his weapon, as his vessel for his own glory and honor. I want you to begin to enjoy that fellowship. We say, may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit begin to enjoy that fellowship with him. He is with you. He is with you. He is. It says he is with us till the end of this age. He is with you. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to lift up your voice and seek the face of the Lord. Begin to acknowledge the fact that you have been deemed right to be used as a vessel of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God is right here in us. Spirit divine, attend our prayer this evening in the name of Jesus. Makabayande, bro in a row, kabaya. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. Pray like you've never prayed before. Remove all inhibitions. Forget about the one sitting beside you. Pray with your ordinary language and apply the heavenly language as well. Apply all. God has ears. His ears are not closed, neither are his hands too short to deliver. In the name of Jesus, amen. Can you open your eyes and listen to me? We're moving a notch higher. Please listen to me before you pray. You see, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6 says that the weapons of our warfare, let me remind you, you are warring now. Okay? You are warring now. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not what? Even though you're using carnal language, it's not carnal because the Holy Spirit is in your words. He's the spirit of prayer. He's the spirit of what? So any word that is coming out of you, don't take it as you saying it, but it's coming from him. Amen. He says, do not premeditate about what you're going to pray about, what you're going to say. Just allow him to flow through you. Amen. Now, any weapon that has been fashioned against you, in your home, in your office, wherever. He says that whatever we bind on earth, heaven will do the same thing. Amen. Whatever we set loose here on this earth, heaven will do equally the same thing. So mention names, mention difficulties, and bind them because behind all these problems are demons. Jesus even said that as for this one, it goeth by prayer and what? A woman had been sick for 18 years. And Jesus drove away the spirit of infirmity, isn't it? he met a man who was mad. He drove a legion of demons. A legion comprises about 2,000, between 2,000 and 6,000. One person. One person. So whatever the difficulties and the challenges, now that you are aware of the anointing that is in you, the anointing that will break every yoke and lift up everybody, begin to tell them they should pack and what? Go. If they won't go, cause the fire of the Holy Spirit to consume them. Listen to me. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 3 says that he's a God who goeth ahead of us. He is like a consuming fire. Pray that if you bind and it won't go, call for the fire of the Holy Spirit to do what? Consume. Can I hear you pray? 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 We'll come to that. Don't worry. We'll come to what you want. But before then, let us remove all the hurdles and the burdens. Remove all those impediments. Let's remove them one by one. One by one. In the name of Jesus, bind them. Bind them. If you think you want to stand, I give you permission to stand. Yes, and pray. I want you to pray. I really want you to pray. I really don't be inhibited by standing. You can stand. He says this house shall be called the house of prayer. So we are praying. 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 Now that we've applied the oil, it says the prayer offered in faith, when we are not the sick, we heal the sick. And we are praying. We are praying. Brothers, we are praying. I want you to pray. I want you to participate. I really want you to participate. I want you to pray. Lift up your voice. Forget about whatever your church is saying. And this one, we are all standing before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace at such a time. We are praying. I want you to seriously pray. Binding and loosing all that ought to be loosed. Setting ablaze that which ought to be set ablaze with a fire that comes from the throne room of grace. I want you to pray. We are in warfare. The devil too is no respecter of Christians who do not pray, but he respects those who pray. So I want you to pray. Go to every nook and cranny in your life, in your home, in your shop, in your office. And begin to establish yourself over there. Begin to establish yourself over your kids, your sons and your daughters and your grandchildren. For the Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 27 that the children, 26, the children of the righteous are a blessing. Begin to bless your children and your grandchildren and all. Begin to pray that the Lord will satisfy you with long life, that you will prosper. It will be well with you. In Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10 says that let the righteous say you shall be well. Pray that you shall be well. Release well-being, financial well-being, that which will augur well for you. God didn't create you poor. He became poor, that out of his poverty we might be rich. So pray. If the answer didn't come the other time, I want you to believe that the answer is on the way coming. Amen. I want us to do something. Open your eyes. You can still stand. Don't worry. We are praying. You know what? There are loved ones who are not here that we should pray for, isn't it? Your daughters, your sons, your grandchildren, your children, wherever they might be. It might be your mother. It might be your father. There's something wrong with your husband. There's some serious problem within you and your wife. And your family, by God's grace, you're where you are, but the others are jealous of you. Pray that the Lord will intercede and bring all those plans of the enemy to naught. That you shall be the head and not what? That if they sit down to plan against you, it should go back to them. Let us pray. 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 anybody who has sat anywhere to plan against you, that thing shouldn't come to pass. Pray. I want you to pray. Don't worry. Don't look at your time. We are praying. It's worth it. David even said, "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Tonight, I want you to seek the face of the Lord. This might be the most opportune time for you. I want you to pray. Talk about it. Talk to God about it. You see, the heart and the mind of the king are in the hands of the Lord. In Proverbs 21, verse 1, God turns it the way he likes, like a river. It might be your money that is locked up somewhere. God should cause them to give your money back to you. It might be something that has gone wrong. The person is becoming recalcitrant. Pray that the Lord will turn his heart around. A breakthrough must come. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please listen. Let's go to James chapter 5, verse 14. Can we all read it aloud? It says, say it after me. Is it well sick amongst? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint. And the end there says, in the prayer offered in faith shall do what? Heal. The prayer offered in faith shall do what? Shall do what? Heal. And I told you the other time that healing is the bed of the children of God. You remember that story of the Syro-Phoenician woman? In Matthew 15, 21 to 30, 28, Jesus told the woman, the food that is meant for the children should not be given to the dogs, isn't it? Now we have become the children of God. God has given us a guarantee that we are his children by depositing his spirit in us. So let us take this one verse, maybe two. One is in Exodus 23, 25. He says he will bless our food and our water. And he will take the sickness from the midst of what? Us. Amen. Now, Psalm 118 verse 17. Can we go to Psalm 118 verse 17? We all know it, but let's go there. Whilst you are saying it, it shall come to pass. Psalm 118, it says, I will not die. Say it, but live. Say it again. You are saying what God says. You are saying what God was. Say it again. A big emphasis. I will not, but in him. Say it to the hearing of the enemy. Say it again. But what? And proclaim what the Lord has what? Has done. Your testimony will come. Keep on saying what God what? Says about you. Amen. So you're going to pray, God, take this disease out of me. In Acts chapter 4, let's go to Acts chapter 4. I think 28 down there. Acts chapter 4, 28. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Verse 29. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Verse 30. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous word and wonders. Amen. So you're going to ask God, stretch your miraculous hand. Touch any sickness in me. So your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? So can I see your hand? It can be two. Put one where the breast problem is. Somebody has a problem with the left breast. That nodule will vanish from here. Amen. That pain in the right breast a scorn in the name of Jesus. There's a man, I won't mention his name, has prostrate. The prostrate won't come tonight. You sleep 100%. You sleep and wake up without feeling maybe they need to go and urinate, because tonight you're asking the Lord to stretch forth his hand and take the disease out of you, isn't it? You are praying according to scripture. So you can put the right hand somewhere and the left hand somewhere. And begin to pray according to Acts chapter 4, verse 30. Lord, stretch out your hand to heal and to perform miraculous signs. Can I hear you pray? Lord, stretch your hand. Remove the heart disease. Create a new pancreas. Create a new kidney. Remove the numbness. Grant your servant fresh eyes. Heal that problem of the knees. Lord, whatever pains your daughters and your sons are going through, tonight, Lord, stretch your hand. Father, stretch your hand and heal the sick amongst us. Lord, you know I don't heal, but your servants ask that you stretch forth your healing arm. Hallelujah. Healing the sick amongst us. Lord, do this for us. Lord, do this for us. Lord, do this for us. Lord, according to your word, restore. Give back their health. We've anointed ourselves with oil. You said we shall anoint the sick with oil. We've done that. Your word says that the prayer offered in faith will heal the sick. And Lord, we've come according to your word. We are saying that take this disease out. Take those diseases out. We are praying that, Lord, stretch forth your healing arm and heal the sick amongst us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you have a daughter or a sister or a couple you know who are finding it difficult to have kids, don't feel shy. Let's bow our heads. And I want you to, if the person is not here, you can stand in proxy for that person. You can lay your hands on the womb. The womb is not your stomach, but the womb itself. The womb itself. The womb itself. And if you have a daughter who is going through such a difficulty, can you stand for that person? Or the daughter is not married, can you stand in for that daughter? You know of a couple who are going through this difficulty. Can you stand in for them? You can mention their name. Now, let me remind you. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, 26, it says, "The none shall have miscarriage nor be barren in our land." Amen. In Psalm 113, verse 9, it says, "He giveth the barren woman a home and makes her a happy mother of children." Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Don't wait till your daughter or your son gets married before maybe you will stand. But I want you to stand by faith for that daughter, for that son. And let me pray. Can we sing our song? Our margin can be flat.
Only
my Arisa. Me and you. Abraham etiasi melemehusha osa
so mimo niyame
Abraham etiasi melemehusha osa
mirababa
If you are standing in for your son or your daughter, if you're a male, don't mind. Put your hand on where you think the womb is. And let me pray with you. Our Father in heaven, your word says that none shall have miscarriage nor be barren. You said in Genesis 1, 28, that we should be fruitful and multiply. So, Lord, we are saying that let this miscarriage stop. Let this barrenness be there. Father, we will release the anointing that brings fruitfulness and multiplication in the name of Jesus. You said in Psalm 113, verse 9, that children, now you give the barren woman a home and you make her a happy mother of children. A release fruitfulness in every barren home. I bind the spirit of barrenness in the name of Jesus. Your foul spirit called miscarriage. Your foul spirit called barrenness. We don't come in our own name. We come in the name that is above every name. We come in the name of Jesus. Wherever the person might be, whether in Siberia, whether in Canada, whether in America, whether in Britain, wherever the person might be, we send your word there in the name of Jesus. Father, open the womb. Father, open the womb. Father, open the womb. We pray that, Lord, you cause them to be fruitful. Father, grant them children in the name of Jesus. You told Sarah that is there anything that is too difficult with you? You told Elizabeth that no word from you will ever fail. Lord, in your name, just as you made Elizabeth to have John the Baptist, just as you called Sarah to have Isaac, just as you called the Shunammite woman to have a son, just as you blessed Hannah with children, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bind a spirit that is creating barrenness, that is creating miscarriages. Lord, we pray. Let them have twins. Let them have sons. Let them have daughters. When they conceive, 9 months of pregnancy, no diseases, no fibroid, no, Father, no complications. But we pray that they will have 9 months of pregnancy. When their time is due, Lord, just as your children in the days of Moses in the land of Egypt, they were not midwives, and yet they brought forth. I pray, Holy Spirit, I thank you for what you've done tonight. Thank you for making the barren fruitful, whether in Cape Coast, whether in Takoradi, whether in Kumasi, right here in Accra, whether in Akosombo, wherever the person might be, even in Sunyani or any other town in Ghana, or along the west coast of Africa, whether the person is not here, even if he's not a member of this church, you send forth your word, and the sick got healed, You sent forth your word, and the barren became fruitful. In the name of Jesus, if there's any young man over here, or young lady over here, who is going through the motions of disappointment as long as marriage is concerned, Father, we break those yokes. We break those yokes. We break those yokes. We break those yokes. Well, those burdens, Lord, let them walk into the arms of the men and women you've ordained to get them married. Just as you walked Rebecca into the arms of Isaac, Father, we release this blessing that grant them that discerning spirit. Open the eyes of their understanding. Grant them the spirit of revelation. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. Father, order their steps aright. And Father, both the young and the old, you said it isn't good for man to be alone. So those who desire to marry, Lord, cause them to marry. Let them get to the right people. In the name of Jesus. Father, it is your blessings that makes a man rich. You add no sorrow. These blessings, untold blessings, Father, untold blessings, divine favors, Father, establish beside streams of living water. Let them prosper. Let it be good to them. Father, whoever they are, plant them. And Father, establish them. Create a Rehoboth for them. Expand their territories. Let them eat the good of the land. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, Father, I release blessings. I release blessings. I receive blessings. And I release it to them. I release it to them. I release it to them. Father, cause them to prosper. Cause those who are marking time to leap and jump five times. In the name of Jesus. That which is due them. Father, as we pray, begin to cause those who ought to do those things, to do those things that, Lord, that will cost them. Let them some receive motion letters, their blessings. Lord, as families, go with them, be with them. Father, encamp around them, brood over them. And camp around them like Jerusalem and comes is encamped by the Mount Zion. The Lord, order their steps aright. For if you God be for us, nothing whatsoever shall be against us. Thus saith the Lord, I visited you tonight. My presence is amongst you. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the unbelieving believe that it has been established. I have established you. From henceforth, from tonight, I've opened the eyes of those whose eyes were not seeing. I've opened the ears of those who were not hearing. I have established those who lack beside streams of living water. Blessings untold are coming your way. Blessings untold are coming your way. Blessings untold are coming your way. Begin to exercise faith. Begin to see the good. Begin to see the good in the land. I have blessed you tonight. I have blessed you tonight. I have blessed you tonight. Thus saith my spirit, that if anybody should dare touch you, my fire will consume that person. Anybody who has spun evil against you, my fire will consume them, will pursue them, will pursue them, will pursue them, will pursue them like a whirlwind. Tonight, I'm pouring my dew of blessings on each and every one of you. Even amongst those who are not here. Very soon, very, very soon. Soon and very soon. I'm establishing you as some being prophets, some being evangelists, some being teachers. I've established this church for a purpose. I'm repeating it. I've established this church for a purpose. My blessings is on you. I put to good use these blessings I'm giving you. Like I've given one 10 talents. He invested the talents. I didn't choose you for nothing's sake. But tonight, listen to me carefully. My blessings are with you. Go in these blessings. Every step you take from henceforth, people will begin to show favors on you. You receive favors you dreamt of receiving. God is with you tonight. I have healed the sick. I have healed the sick. I have healed the sick. My name is Jehovah Raphael. I have healed you tonight. I have healed you tonight. Do not think about how the healing will come. Just believe that I have healed you. My word says, I'm the Lord that healeth, and I have done so tonight. The oil you have applied, you didn't apply for nothing. I will confirm my word with signs. Tonight, whatever you've desired, believe that you have received in this word, and know that I, the Lord, have spoken. Can we all thank God tonight? Can we all thank? Lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to claim your portion. Very soon, you will meet the right person. Very soon, you will be fruitful. Very soon, you see yourself established beside streams of living water. What you never dreamt of receiving, God has poured it abundantly on us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Yadawasyo nyamie kwama Yeyiwaye nyamie kwama Amba yekamfuo nyamie kwama nyamie Ade enti na mere na wahasi Yehova Ade njio enti na mere na wahasi Yehova Ampara wanyuma na esifa Miyamie wa yemie doswe eradie ate tina mirinda wasi Yehova yebekai unyuma nilara nilara efrise When you my Osamere ma Osa me Oh Father, we want to thank you for tonight. We give you all the praise for answered prayer because we know you are faithful. We know you are faithful. We know you are faithful. I will depend on your faithfulness. For you who have promised, you will do it. We want to thank you for answered prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you also for your prophecy that has come. We believe. We want to thank you for hearing us. Amen. Yeah. Can you sing it for me?
Jesus, me botetim ya me, aye yinina ye, wote.
You sing it anyhow.
Jesus,
I want you to join them.
Makoche me, maba.
Onyameza waye yo, onyameza waye dosu, enyimre yo wadu sina yetasi, oh asena yina ya wote na mesi Jesus.
I am a Chiramana,
Jesus, Yababo, Woodsin, Yawara, Yako, Shamye. Oh, let's sing the chorus. Can you sing the chorus again? And you may die your door, so.
Oh, Wadom,
Sina, yes, I say. We don't lose a woman, your mamma, to her. I said, Jesus. Let me say, Jesus, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the control of the prophet. So let's stop here. On behalf of the unambiguous people, we want to express our gratitude to the minister whom the Lord used to minister tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. See you again. MC.